Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my video and podcast, Are You a Yes Person? Are you the kind of person who lives life courageously by saying yes to the wonders and the beauty and even the challenges of life to milk as much joy and mastery and clarity and growth and fun out of life as possible? And saying yes to what you like, love, and appreciate and want to create more things that you like, love, and appreciate into your life? And more things that you want into your life? Or do you live your life primarily in a state of fear, saying no, 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 no to the things you don't like and don't want, and therefore creating more of what you don't like and don't want in your life? Well, if you're tired of struggling in life on so many levels, and you'd like to create a life of fun, freedom, and fulfillment, then stay tuned to this video to find out how. Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my video and podcast. What do I do, and who am I? Well, I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant, and lifestyle you love. And in my videos and podcasts, I reveal the master keys of success and business and money and leadership and relationship, and especially the law of attraction to help you create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and any dream that you desire to create into your life so that you can be a powerful and conscious and deliberate creator of reality and have more fun and freedom and fulfillment in your life. If you like this, if you get some from this, share it with your friends. Come visit me at zakarin.com where there's lots more supportive goodies for you there. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more success and freedom and fun and adventure and whatever you want in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. So, are you a yes person? What if, like Jim Carrey in the movie Yes Man, you had to say yes to everything? And no was not in your vocabulary. Are you a yes person that sees the wonder and the beauty all around you and says yes to it? I want more of that. Successful, wealthy, happy people say yes. They say yes to abundance, generating opportunities. They say yes to wealth. They say yes to fun. They say yes to adventure. They say yes to generous, open, teachable, likable, lovable people. People that struggle financially only say no to things. They say, I don't want this, and I don't like that, and I don't want that, and I don't like this, and I don't like that. And so they keep attracting things that they don't like and don't want. And of course, what happens is they miss the beauty. They can't see the beauty that's all around them. The things that they do like and do want are invisible to them because they are so focused upon what they don't like and don't want. So whatever you focus upon, good or bad, that is all you will see. Whatever you focus upon, good or bad, that is what you will attract to yourself. The key to happiness is to be a yes person, not a no person. Someone who focuses on the goodness of life. Someone who focuses on what they like and love and appreciate. And someone who says, I like that. I want more of that. An unhappy person focuses on the bad and says, no, I don't like that. I don't want any more of that. Rich people see money and businesses and products and sales and customers and wealth and opportunity and success and variety and travel and opulence and fun, etc. And they say yes to more of that. I like that. I want more of that. Whereas poor people look at money and business and sales and wealth and opportunities and success and opulence as being greedy or something wrong or bad or non-spiritual or wasteful or something to be feared. In other words, they say no to money and wealth because of their fear of it and their inability to understand it and educate themselves about it. The majority of people have a love-hate relationship with money. On the surface, they want more money because money keeps the bill collectors away. They want money for the joys money brings and the things that they can buy with it. But with beliefs that judge money and wealth as greed or unspiritual or bad and wrong and sinful, etc., this hinders money coming to you. Judging other people's wealth also keeps money from coming to you. Believing that there is anything wrong with money, businesses, corporations, wealth, rich people, business people, aristocracy, spending money, luxury, opulence, etc., hinders money coming to you. It hinders your prosperity, your wealth, and your joy. Judging anything is saying no to it. Judging money in any form, no matter what form you're judging it in, is saying no to money and abundance and prosperity. Source, God, says yes to everything. Source unconditionally allows and loves everything, good or bad. It matters not, because everything is an expression of creation, of source, of God, whatever you want to call it. When you say no to anything, you are thinking in an opposite direction to source, to God. When you say no to anything in your life, you're saying no to your own creations. And you are thinking in the opposite direction as your source self. Your source only focuses upon what you want. Your source only focuses upon yes, what you say yes to. Your source is a yes man. Your source is a yes woman. Your source is a yes hermaphrodite, whatever you want to call yourself. Your source never says no to anything, because source does not need to say no to anything, because source does not focus upon what you don't like and don't want. So, if you want to be happy, healthy, wealthy, have all your dreams come true, well, you've got to become a yes man. You've got to become a yes woman, baby. But just focusing on what you like and love and paying little or no attention upon what you don't like and don't want, that's the key to success. I'm going to repeat that so you get that. You got to stop focusing on what you don't like and don't want and focus on what you do like and do love and what you appreciate and what's fun to appreciate and what's easy to appreciate. It is handy knowing what you don't like and don't want, because it gives you great clarity about what you do like and do want. So appreciate the crappy things in life. Appreciate what you don't like and don't want, and the lack of what you do want, because of the clarity it gives you and the focus it gives you upon what you do like and do want, what you need to say yes to. Every day, people see all the things they don't like and don't want in their lives and in the world, and instantly launch massive rockets of desire for improvement of those things, consciously or unconsciously. They instantly, mentally, and emotionally say yes to what they truly want, instantly, without even thinking about it. And your source instantly creates this into whatever you want, into physical, into vibrational reality. Sorry, vibrational reality. You ask and it is given. Whatever you want, it is manifested for you vibrationally. It is the first manifestation. The first manifestation is a vibrational manifestation. You knock and the door is instantly opened, but few people walk through that door because they cannot see the door that is right in front of them, because they are blinded by their beliefs about limitation and their judgments. They cannot see a yes because they have so much momentum of no, 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 that it is hard for them to stop their no train and stop that massive momentum of no and switch gears to a yes, to see that the answer to their prayers is right in front of them. The answer to your prayers is always right in front of you if you have the eyes to see and the ears to hear and you are open and teachable. Everyday people beg and pray for salvation. They beg for release from their pain. They pray for release from their pain as if God has strings on us and can just pull some strings and make everything go better. They plead for relief from their suffering, but there is no relief from suffering. If you see only suffering and see not the joy and beauty that is all around you, that Source God has already created for you, you cannot see the solution, even though it is right in front of you, when all you do is focus on the problem. You want a solution, you got to focus on the solution. All I personally do in my life and my business is offer solutions to everyone's problems. That's all I focus on, is solutions, solutions, solutions. Every service I offer and every product I sell is to offer solutions to what people don't like and don't want. They offer things that we do like and do want. And any successful business does the same thing. And as soon as a business loses this focus and starts focusing solely upon profits over service, that is when businesses and even multi-billion dollar corporations fail. So every no in life, every don't like and don't want, is a yes, at least energetically, to what you do like and do want, but you just don't know it because it's all unconscious. And that yes, that solution, is immediately illuminated for you to see if you have the eyes to see and you can focus on the solution instead of stop banging the drum of the problem. And if you are open and teachable. If you pivot away from what you don't like and don't want, using what you don't like and don't want as a launching pad to launch your rocket towards what you do want, and then focus upon things that are easy to love and appreciate, the solution to your challenges in life will instantly make themselves available to you. But then you must say yes to this solution without resistance. And the resistance that you may encounter is just your old beliefs and judgments, your old no momentum. So when you bitch, moan, beg, and plead, and complain, and pray for a solution, stop complaining, immediately stop bitching, moaning, and complaining, and turn around. And the solution will be there waiting for you. When you ask for improvement, when you ask for more, when you ask for the solution, and someone like me comes along because you attracted me and the solution after you have asked for it. So I'm going to do that again for you. So when you bitch, moan, and complain and pray for a solution, immediately stop bitching, moaning, and complaining and turn around, and the solution will be there for you. When you ask for improvement, when you ask for more, when you ask for a solution and someone like me comes along because you attracted me and the solution, there I am. Turn around. There you are. There I am. When you attract the answer to your prayers, say yes. So when you when you launch rockets of desire from what you don't like and don't want, turn around, see what's there, what's available to you, and then say yes to it. Let go of your old momentum of no. Say yes. Pay no attention to the idiotic old dinosaur beliefs and judgments that are clouding your vision from your past old beliefs, judgments, and programs. Do not look at your solution and say, well, it looks good, but, or I like it, but. The word but, B-U-T, is no. It is resistance. But is resistance. But is saying, my old beliefs that have gotten me nothing but pain and suffering knows better than my own source. You're now resisting source's guidance. You're resisting the manifestation of your own desires right in front of you by saying, but. There is no but. The only time you should ever say but is when you notice a good one and say, she's got a nice butt, or he's got a nice butt. If you truly want to be happy, healthy, and wealthy, then buts, B-U-T, no longer exist in your vocabulary. Only B-U-T-T. Nitpicking at the solution is saying no to the solution. Judging the solution is saying no to your own salvation. You're a yes man, remember? You're now a yes woman. Say yes, no matter how it looks. This may only be step one of the solution. Solutions have many parts and are continually evolving. You're not going to jump from the ground to the mountain in one freaking leap. You got to get there one step at a time. You are constantly evolving and growing. So that means that the solutions, the improvement of your life, it's constantly evolving and growing one step at a time. So solutions are not complete from the get-go. Solutions are always evolving. It took me decades of going from one business to the next for me to evolve into the kind of person that could attract the absolute perfect business for me with the perfect product in the perfect industry that suits my personality and my desires completely. But 20 years ago, I was not who I am now. I did not have the clarity I have now. I was not clear about what I did not want. And subsequently, I was not clear about what I did want. And I did not have the belief level to believe that I could have what I wanted. My old beliefs said no, even though I was saying yes. But it often takes a long time of saying yes to pick up enough yes momentum to get that yes train moving. And it can take a long time of saying yes so that you forget how to say no. And when you forget how to say no, the no train gets no more fuel and it just dies in its tracks and eventually just rusts, decays, and dies. So, have you had enough of saying no yet? Have you had enough of the painful feelings from focusing upon what you dislike and don't want? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you ready for the solution? Are you ready for relief? Are you ready for the solution? Are you sick and tired of doing things you don't want to do and going to jobs you dislike just to barely survive? Are you sick and tired of having no freedom? Do you long for freedom? Are your dreams calling you? I can guarantee that they are. Your dreams are always calling to you, 24/7. You cannot get away from them. Are you listening is the question, because your source is always calling you to your dreams. Are you tired of unsatisfactory relationships? Are you sick and tired of making decisions based upon a lack of time and a lack of money? Are you sick and tired of everyone else telling you what you can and cannot do? Are you sick and tired of saying no, 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 no? So, are you ready to start saying yes? Are you ready to become a yes man? Are you ready to become a yes woman? Are you ready to say yes to love, health, wealth, and happiness? Are you ready to say yes to youth, vitality, abundance, and joy? Are you ready to say yes to excitement, fun, and adventure? Are you ready to say yes to your power to create whatever you want? Are you ready to say yes to immense prosperity? Are you ready to say yes to riches and freedom? Are you ready to say yes to your awesome magnificence? Are you ready to say yes to the manifestation of your hopes, dreams, and desires? Are you ready to say yes to your immortality? Are you ready to say yes to your divine perfection and the fact that you cannot ever do anything wrong and you will never, ever get this job done because you are immortal and you are here for the joy of it, not to prove your worth. You're here for the joy of creation. You're here for the joy of manifesting your dreams and desires into physical reality and enjoying the journey of doing that. You're not here for the results. The results are just the reason for taking the quest. Are you ready to say yes to the never-ending journey of life and creation and creating your dreams and desires? Are you ready to say yes to your source that is always calling you towards your dreams and desires, towards fun, towards joy, towards adventure, towards prosperity? Are you ready to say yes to joy and freedom? For these, all of these wonderful things, all of your dreams and desires are your natural states of being. So are you ready to say yes to being happy regardless of your circumstances and what the people around you are doing and what they think of you? Are you ready for fun? Are you ready to say yes to a life of nonstop fun? Are you ready to say yes to freedom? Are you ready to step up and say, yes, I have the freedom and the power within me to be, do, and have whatever I want? Are you ready to say yes to your unlimited power to create anything just with the thought of it? Are you ready for the solution? Are you ready to say yes to an amazing platform of fun, freedom, fulfillment that has been set up for you by your source because you desired this manifestation? Because if you're listening to this or watching this, you attracted this manifestation, and source is putting it in front of you right now. So are you ready to say yes to the answer to your prayers? Are you ready to say yes to living a life of nonstop fun and freedom and fulfillment? If you are ready to say yes, if you're ready to say yes, then contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. Or send me a personal message on Facebook or comment in this post with, yes, I love freedom. I want to be free. But whatever you do, just say yes. And let's work and play together. Let's show you how to live a life of complete joy and freedom. Let me help you become the empowered, free, joyful master of creation that you truly are. Say yes to joy. Say yes to freedom. Say yes to letting me show you how to live a life of complete joy and freedom. Out loud right now, say yes! Say, yes, Zakiron, I want you to show me how to live a life of complete joy and freedom. I say yes. I say yes to living a life of complete joy and freedom. Thank you, Zakiron, for this offer. I say yes. I say yes to receiving a free presentation about how I can create massive, amazing, joyful fun and adventure and fun and freedom in my life. I say yes to you showing me how to create more fun, freedom, and fulfillment in my life. I say yes, Zakiron. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I say yes to the solution to my pain and lack. I say yes to abundance, joy, and love. I say yes to fun. I say yes to freedom. And I say yes to taking action now. So say yes. I say yes to action. Say, I want Zakiron to show me how to live a life of complete joy and freedom. Now go immediately to ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. Send me a message and say, I want freedom. And fill out every detail on that landing page. If you hold back and you are timid and just send a small little cryptic message, you're saying no. So say yes. Be bold and say yes. So Zakiron, I want freedom. I want it bloody now. Write to me and say, I love freedom, Zakiron. Say, I want to be free, Zakiron. And tell me what your dream is. Say, my dream is to, what is it? Do you want to be a dancer? Do you want to be an artist? Do you want to be an actor? Do you want to be a musician? Do you want to be an elite athlete? Do you want to travel the world? just say yes. Just say yes by going to ilovefreedom.info and let's get you on the road to fun, freedom, and fulfillment. Thank you for watching this video. My name is Zakaira, and if you got anything from this, please share it with your friends. Please come and visit me at my website, zakaira.com, if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life. Go to freekeysofsuccess.info. And thanks again for watching this video, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday.